It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protests demanding justice for Elijah McClain continued over the weekend in Aurora. McClain died last year after being restrained by police. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
About 200 people came with their vehicles to participate in a car protest on Sunday to demand the three officers involved with McClain's death be arrested. This was Tory Burd's third protest since May. She says her anxiety usually keeps her away from crowds, but now she feels like it's necessary.
When you're willing to use your body to help defend a black life, even if you're black yourself, it's a powerful thing. You feel empowered, but you also feel sad that you even have to do it.
The officers involved in McClain's death were taken off patrol in June. One of the officers was fired this month after a photo surfaced that depicted officers imitating the chokehold that was used on McClain. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
The number of oil rigs in Colorado fell to its lowest level in at least 20 years, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
There are only 5 oil and gas rigs listed as operating in Colorado over the last 3 weeks. It's the first time in 20 years that the energy services company Baker Hughes has counted fewer than 15 active rigs in the state. U.S. oil output fell to a record low recently. The pandemic has cut demand and prices for oil. Prices fell so much that drilling isn't economically feasible. And 5,000 jobs have been cut from the mining sector in Colorado, which is among the hardest hit industries. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Contract negotiations resume later this morning between Denver Public Schools and the unions that represent its bus drivers and office and cafeteria employees. The hourly workers want a 3% raise, but the district is offering 2%. John Adams is a spokesman for the 8 unions representing support staff.
We literally have employees that work full-time and still qualify for Medicaid and Medicare from low wages.
But district officials say revenues are down and that they're concerned about taking even more money from reserves. Today's negotiations will include a federal mediator. Denver has hot weather again today. Tomorrow could begin a couple of days with slightly cooler temperatures. 97 is the forecast high for Denver this afternoon. Then it's down in the 80s tomorrow and on Wednesday. Same for Colorado Springs with slightly cooler temperatures tomorrow. This is CPR News.